Pints and Vibes Podcast is the perfect wrestling podcast. There's a guy named Hal, and there's Danielle, and this guy, Mike Eagle, is there as well. Tights and Bites Podcast. Tights and Bites.
Best in our podcast.
Welcome to Tights and Fights, the show that
these are getting
wrestling.
Shorter and shorter.
I just realized that could have gone more.
That could have gone longer.
It could, you know what? I left you wanting more.
All right.
That's the best we can do. This is the show that discusses wrestling with both sincerity and hilarity, both of which are well deserved. I'm the Halcon Arrow, Hal Lublin, and thank you to Runganode for the last-minute help on that. I'm joined today by my fellow members of the Nation of Conversation, the Dandalorian, Danielle Radford.
That's the best one. Certainly take that. Absolutely.
Yeah, Dandalorian.
So good.
You are adorable.
Aww.
Has anybody done the meme of Baby Yoda flipping the switch and it plays the Tights and Fights theme? Because if not, somebody get on that. Who knows how to do it? I do not care to learn. We're also joined by the international sincident, Lindsay Kelk.
Wow.
Yeah, that is that does sound like an actual.
That was why I picked it. I just wanted to hear
it's a real one.
That's it.
Yeah.
You knew it was coming.
Well earned.
Well, it's the final month of wrestling in this decade.
Forever.
We're going to close the books on the 2010s.
There's a month left in the decade. What have you achieved? This.
Yeah, I did this.
This is it. This moment right here, right now. Let's start with last Friday's episode of SmackDown, which was a night of multiple returns, including Alexa Bliss, Elias, Cesaro, and Sheamus. And speaking of Cesaro, do we expect the Sammy Shinsuke Cesaro alliance to be a long-term thing? Do we think he's a good fit with the two of them?
Because I just want him on TV.
I do too. I love him as a wrestler. I actually think he's a better promo than he's given credit for.
Mm-hmm. He's great.
He's been working on it, and he's got, like, you know, he has his YouTube stuff where he talks about the games that he likes.
Yeah.
He's getting better. Accents aren't that hard, y'all.
He's super smart. He's super funny. He speaks five languages.
He speaks five languages.
He's so great. He is one of my favorite humans in the business, and I'm like, every time they do anything with him, they're like, I don't know, what do we do? And it's like, just let him be him, maybe, yeah. instead of this packaging nonsense every time.
He's a bald Ken doll that could lift a bulldozer. Get out of his way.
Yes, yeah. Just let him do his thing. I mean, I don't care where they let him do it or when they let him do it, just let it happen. And every year, I'm like, it's not going
to
happen.
Go back to NXT.
I was going to say, how would you feel about moving him to NXT?
Oh, I'd be ecstatic. Keith Lee versus Cesaro, please.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Oh, just limber dudes? Give them to me.
Yes, please.
He actually would be interesting as, not that they need it now that Fish is hurt again.
Poor Bubbles.
Is have him be the muscle for the Undisputed Era. Because they have there is no muscle in that group. They're all smaller, like just great wrestlers.
Yeah, they're just sneakies. Yeah.
It would be interesting to see them with.
See how the dynamic changes?
They don't need it. I think it would be more for him than for them.
Yeah, they don't need it.
Everybody would benefit.
Like, sometimes it's definitely like you do it because you need it, but sometimes it's like you do it because it keeps something fresh and it's interesting and it's a new dynamic, and that's never a bad thing.
That said, though, every time I see them on TV, I think it's amazing I'm not tired of them. Like, I almost don't remember a time when Roderick Strong wasn't a part of that group. Because it did feel like they needed to reset. His babyface thing wasn't really working. The matches were
terrible.
Good.
It was terrible.
It was not for
then
me.
Then he turns, and he feels like such an integral part. Similar to the New Day, like, they never need to break them up.
No.
I don't want them to.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
And I don't mind them jumping, like, let them turn heel and face together. But it's just amazing what the staying power is. We'll talk about NXT in a little while. Any of those other returns get you super excited one way or the other? It's good to have them all back.
I'm glad Alexa's back.
Yeah, I'm always pumped to see Sheamus because I love Sheamus too. Mm-hmm. I think he is like an unsung hero. I think he's great.
Yeah.
And also a better promo than he gives credit for.
Yes, exactly.
Great promo.
And then
he's done right, he's not boring. When he's done every way they've done him so far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just let him loose. Like, he's great. And I'm glad his hair is normal again so he can enjoy his life.
Yes,
and I was pleased to see Alexa. Yeah, I always worry about her like a tiny precious star that needs to be protected, because we all know she's talked so much about her mental health issues and her mm-hmm. eating disorder issues. Mm-hmm. And whenever she goes missing, I do get that pang of like, is she okay? Is she okay? Because they don't say what's wrong or why she's away.
Right.
And then I think like, oh, you're in the wrong industry for your problems that you have. It scares me so much. So whenever she's on TV, I am happy. And I'm happy to see her wrestling.
Yeah, no.
She's a wrestler.
And, so good. Underrated somehow, even though she's been so successful.
Well, here's the thing, is that it's one of those, like, you can't succeed in your hometown kind of things, mm-hmm. where because we literally watched her go from being like, eh, to being like a good wrestler, it's hard now to see how much, because she didn't just come out the box and like kick it open.
No.
You know, like she was
a
slow burn.
I remember Fairy Bliss from NXT. Yeah. Adorable Tinkerbell Bliss.
Let's get blissing. Wasn't that the song?
So bad.
Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah. But I feel like her success hasn't entirely been commensurate to her skill level. Like obviously she just came in and smashed it and won a bunch of titles and it was like, you're good, but you're not that good. And I think that turned a lot of people off of her, but she's not a bad wrestler.
No, and she works hard, and every time she comes back, she's better.
Yes.
Every time.
Yes, that's true.
See, trained by Quackenbush.
Quackenbush trainee. When she won her first title on SmackDown, it did seem like it was a little out of nowhere, and yet there's never been a time in any of her title reigns at all where I felt like she's not ready for this, she can't handle this. Some people are just able to rise to whatever level they're given.
Yes.
I think
not everybody, that's rare.
And it helps that she can talk.
She's a fantastic performer.
Oh my God.
She never lets the side down, no matter what you give her. I mean, when I say it wasn't commensurate to her skill, it's not that I don't think she did a good job. I'm just saying there are much more talented wrestlers who have been there a lot longer that people might have thought, me included, like, be like, oh, well, why is she getting it right
now?
She's just turned up and then she's literally had a belt on her for 2 years. Like, at any given point, she's got a belt on her.
Yeah.
And ultimately, every time you give her something, she kills it.
Yep.
Because she's a stellar, even the WrestleMania hosting gig, like, she made it great. She made a shit sandwich of a job.
The WrestleMania hosting gig is like, just I'll stay in the back in catering.
Yeah, exactly. Just let me FaceTime into the Jumbotron. Like, don't make me do this. But I think whatever she's given, she kills it. And I am pleased to see her back.
Yeah. While we're talking about returns, let's talk about a big one. Ryan Satin of the Satin Sheet appearing on WWE backstage to announce formally that somebody I sat behind on a plane once and watched him working on his bounty hunter script years and years before he
you
ever
met
got
Boone
it produced.
The bounty hunter?
Yeah. Mr. John Morrison is returning to WWE with a multi-year deal. Which brand do you think he is the best fit for?
I want him on NXT. I think that they will put him on SmackDown.
I think so, too. I agree with both of those.
I was just so confused. I heard so many interviews with him when he left, and like he was so pumped to be not there.
Yeah.
And he's been smashing it on the indies with his wife, traveling with the missus and having a good time. And I'm like, oh, I mean, I guess, you know, he's getting older, take that monies. But it seemed like an odd
Well,
thing.
It was either there or AEW. I think that was we have to sign him.
Yeah.
Because otherwise AEW will.
Yeah, because they have that good run and impact.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a weird choice for him. I think it's a weird choice for him. I was surprised that he would want to go back.
I wonder if it's for Taya.
Yeah, I guess.
I wonder if it's to create an opportunity for
I said that to Jeff, and Jeff didn't know who that was, and that was an awkward 20 minutes. But I'm like, is she going to want to do it? Because she feels much more of an AEW person.
She does, but also it's like she's been everywhere. She's done everything. I think that she's one of those people that wants to cross everything off of her list.
Yeah, that's fair.
And she's good. She's ready for prime time right now. Like, I want everyone in NXT because I don't want my babies to get ignored. But you can put her on either brand right now and she's going to murder it. Like, she doesn't need anything. Speaking of Alexa, every time that Taya comes up with something cool, Alexa's doing it like 2 months later.
Ooh.
Like that, not as far as moveset, but as far as like, you know, that crown that Alexa was wearing for a while looks almost exactly like Taya Valkyrie's crown. So like that's going to be a little bit of an awkward. It's, you know, one of those Kenta situations where it's like, oh, you left me with nothing.
Yeah.
I get here and you left me.
She could come in as a team with Morrison. They could come in together.
Which
wouldn't be the best use of her. But like, hey, if that's what gets her in and gets her known to people, and then they can transition that to wrestling.
Yeah. Bums me out. Because when I see them together, I want them to be together fighting people intergender, and that's not what is going to happen.
Yeah. So give me Taya versus Rhea, and let me die happy.
Sticking with the main two WWE shows, how do you feel about Seth Rollins now as the overeager leader of Raw and his feud with Kevin Owens? Is that something that you think can sustain this brand while...
Danielle's face.
I don't know what they're doing with
what
that.
What are we doing here?
And that's okay. Like, I get it.
Because there's no world title on this show anymore.
No.
I refuse to acknowledge that it exists.
It's
much as
that.
I enjoy every match, I think the last 2 years, maybe a little longer, as somebody who is a critic of the booking of the title, not Brock, that I've enjoyed pretty much every match Brock has had, that he's been interested, and when he's interested.
Yeah, he's great.
He is great. His match with Daniel Bryan at Survivor Series last year was a great match, in huge part thanks to Daniel Bryan, but also he showed up and did his part as well. So you can't just say that Daniel Bryan was out there wrestling a broom.
I never blame Brock.
Yeah, if he's the champion, there is no title on that show. The top title on that show, really, it's the women's title.
It's the women's title.
Because of Becky. Is this something that's going to sustain? Do we need to see Seth on top even as he sort of tweens his way to a heel turn?
I just feel bad for him.
Yeah,
I feel like
a little.
They put the show on Seth's shoulders
so often. Every time they don't know what to do.
And he it's not that he can't do it.
There's only so many different ways he can do it.
There's only so many ways he can do it. And without the correct creative support, there's only so far he can go. And I think I see what they've done with the crowd are booing him. They're tired of him. So we're going to have him turn and or do this weird overeager Boy Scout, I'm right, you're all wrong character. But it's they're not really against him so much as I think they're tired
they're
of
bored.
Him. We're kind of bored because, yeah, how many times can I see the same thing?
The burn it down shit doesn't
yeah,
work
and I'm like, I just...
He's been...
I feel bad for him, but I'm like, you're floundering. I feel like he is in the ocean. He can't quite touch the floor. He is flapping around at anything. And Vince is stood there with a life preserver going like, no, if you come a little closer, come a little closer. And it's like, he's never going to get closer.
Well, and it's... I also don't think that that's his fault. He has been put in this position, like we said, what has it been, the last 4 years?
Yeah, it's been forever now.
Where anytime they're just like, and then Seth will come out here and talk too long. And then Seth will do this and Seth will do that. And it's like... That's why it's good to build. I know that they're building Seth so much because he's so loyal, and they're not worried that they're gonna. Yeah. They're not worried that he's gonna go John Cena. Well, not Cena,
but they should be worried.
He's not gonna Dwayne
Dirk
out the company.
We're not watching Roar anymore.
Yeah.
I don't need to see Roar anymore. If I don't see Roar, I am not sad.
It's like if you would have spent time, as we've all said, building up other people. Then this would have... I love Kevin Owens.
Yes, Kevin Owens all the live long day.
Kevin Owens has not been... every time they build him up and then they cool him off. And the only one that they keep consistently hot is Seth Rollins. And that is why we get into these situations.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I felt like they've learned their lesson with Roman Reigns where, first of all, I've been a proponent of Roman Reigns for a long time.
Yeah.
I really like him. I love his in-ring work. I think he...
We get it. You're a Roman
own.
Reigns hipster.
I'm a real hipster. I liked him when it wasn't cool, y'all. Seth Rollins, and I feel like they're getting there. They're going to replicate what they were doing with him in 2014 into 2015. His title run in 2015 was great.
It absolutely was.
And there's no reason why they can't do that again with AOP and the J&J role as actual threats. I get the need to sort of stretch it out. And stretch it out and
but
stretch it out.
But you don't. You have
but
a
I'm
lot
not,
do
people,
something
they could have had
new.
A turn.
No more sequels.
Yeah.
No more reboots.
Hit that.
Give me something new.
I don't want to see Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns will they, won't they ing for the next 10 years.
No,
yeah.
I can't.
And I know.
Just kiss and get it over with.
Just do it. And also, it's, and I'm trying to be patient because we all know that this is the empty period. Ain't shit going to happen until we get on the road.
Yeah.
And we know that.
We have to get past TLC.
We have to get past TLC.
Get to the Royal Rumble.
And you look at the Raw roster, you look at an episode of Raw and what all the segments are, and it's like, who are your tent poles here? Who are your main events here? And it's like, oh, look, no one.
And when you think of it that way, I do start to understand some of Seth's frustration on Twitter, because it's like, well, it's all fucking on me, you guys. So I could see, because you also get all the money, but I do see being frustrated when people complain about the thing that you do, when you're like, well, but it's everyone keeps putting the shit on me. You know, you feel personal, people are attacking you. Again, don't do that, because you are very wealthy and you're about to get married.
Don't punch down, Seth.
Yeah, you're
Don't
about to get married
down.
To the best wrestler in the world, so calm
he
it.
He loves getting engaged.
Oh.
It's his favorite thing.
He loves getting engaged.
I'm super
I think this one will
them,
stick, though.
But, well, I mean, if she decides it will.
Yeah.
I guess that's the decision, right?
But yeah, no, he loves a ring.
He's the Ross of WWE. It's his favorite thing. He even looks a little bit like... Anyway.
That and dinosaurs.
Yeah. There's a big problem in WWE that has been around for a while, since John Cena, that they will not make another star at that level, because the star will eventually leave, and then what happens? The best thing that could come out of AEW being a serious competitor, which I think that they are, even if they're different, just having somebody out there who is who's producing a good show
every week.
High quality
product, yeah.
Love the show, love the in-ring product, starting to become more and more familiar with the wrestlers. They're really doing a good job of building stars. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. Mm-hmm. Is WWE is going to have to step up at some point and quit it with this half measure shit.
Yep.
NXT feels like a place where stars are being built more readily, and then they come to WWE and disappear. There are a handful, Kevin Owens being an exception, who burst onto the main roster, but that feels few and far between. They're way more misses than hits when people come up. Either
they can't
they're not
be
ready.
Afraid to let people build. Like they cannot be afraid.
And if people leave, then fine. You can buy another wrestler. You've been doing it for 40 years.
And it hasn't hurt the WWE to have people know who John Cena is, know who Dave Bautista is.
And know that they came from WWE.
Rock, and know that they came from WWE. Yeah. Come on.
The other risk is that you just keep middling and no one cares about anyone.
Right.
Would you rather that someone had 2 years where everyone in the world cared about them?
Yes. Sell me a t-shirt for 2 years.
Sell me a t-shirt. And while you're doing that, build up other people, because you know what? Even when you had The Rock leaving and all these people, you still had your Mick Foley's who were huge.
Yep.
You still had your Undertakers who everyone knows who the Undertaker is. Mm-hmm. And he did that without crossing over at all. You know, you still had all of these other people. So you can be building these big guys, you know what? Build someone up and let them get to the point where they want to go do movies and take care of their bodies. They'll keep coming back for WrestleMania.
They will, and
you can build up other people. Again, it's like you're so afraid of taking that risk that someone's going to take your opportunity and take their ball and go home that you're just never going to fucking do anything. You're just going to stay lukewarm forever.
Yeah.
No,
gross.
They can't. The biggest thing they should be worried about right now, and I honestly believe this, is now there is so much opportunity and now wrestling is so readily available. The biggest thing main roster WWE, not counting NXT, I think should be concerned about is apathy. Because if people are just indifferent, they will not tune in. If they have an opportunity to watch something else, they'll watch that instead.
And if your roster is apathetic, which is something that we saw a lot of with all these people trying to leave and Vince basically being like, no, you have to stay here. How much do you think that people want to stay in a job that they hate and they contractually cannot get out of? And we saw it with the Saudi Arabia thing, with the how many people were risking their jobs to tweet out of it because they would rather take the rest of their money that's on their contract or whatever and just stay at home. They would rather stay home than do this. And that's not good for the product either.
Nope.
Well, we don't want you to stay home. We want you to share your thoughts on everything we've discussed so far. And you can do that at a few places. And I'm going to tell you about them right now.
Also at your home, though.
Well, you can do it from home. You can do it from anywhere. You can do it from the bank. One of them, Facebook.com. Heard of it? A little bit of trouble with the government, but you can still go there. We're having conversations. Twitter. That's a one-to-many platform. Speak your thoughts to everyone, including us. And Instagram. Are we on all those sites? Yes, we are. Can you find out about them? Yes, you can. Where are the links? Calm down. They're in the show notes. Stay with us, though. Picture in picture is coming your way. Stay with us, though, folks. Picture in picture coming your way. I'm going to take a blue chew. We'll be back after the break to talk about AEW and NXT. I got an old boner on Tyson Fight.
We interrupt the podcast you're listening to tell you about another podcast. That's right, We Got This with Mark and Hal.
That's correct, Mark. This is Hal. We do the hard work for you, settling all of the meaningless arguments you have with your friends.
So tune in every week on the Maximum Fun Network for We Got This with Mark and Hal, and all your questions will be asked and answered.
You're welcome. All right, that's enough of that.
We got this.
There's nothing quite like sailing in the calm international waters on my ship, the SS Biopic.
Avast! It's actually pronounced biopic.
No, you dingus! It's biopic!
Who the hell says that? It's biopic. Because
it's the words for biography and picture.
All right, that is enough. Ahoy, I'm Dave Holmes. I am the host of the rebooted podcast formerly known as International Waters, designed to resolve petty but persistent arguments like this. How? By pitting two teams of opinionated comedians against each other with trivia and improv games, of course. Winner takes home the right to be right.
What podcast be this?
It's called Troubled Waters, where we disagree to disagree!
Tights and Bites Podcast. Tights and Bites.
Welcome back to Tights and Fights. I'm Hal Loveland, and I'm joined today by
Danielle Radcliffe
and
Lindsay Kell.
We've been waiting a little while, but this week AEW Dynamite featured multiple women's wrestling segments. Multiple women's wrestling segments. Finally.
This is not a drill.
Yeah. Nyla Rose destroying Leva Bates.
Yes.
And her compatriot, the librarian. People went through tables.
Yay. People love tables.
People love tables. And I love when someone puts people through tables. So
yeah. She laid hands on an official and is now suspended.
Yes.
The idea that they don't. This is a good piece of commentary. See, I ragged on the commentary. Now I'm going to be good to the commentary. They said, we don't know how long it's going to be, but it should be a long while because this is the first time it's happened, and they have to set
That's
standards
perfect.
For punishment.
Yeah. That's perfect.
I understand
Brilliant.
They have said since on social media that she'll be suspended for the rest of 2019 without pay.
But Nyla Rose looked great.
Yes.
Oh, she's just so good.
And proof that you don't need to put a belt on her for her to be compelling and have
since
great
I
matches.
I can't remember again the last time. When did we see Riho?
I don't even know.
And I'm where is the belt? But I don't care if I can just keep watching Nyla Rose.
You'll see her at the 18th? Is that the next? When's the next
18th thing? Seems to be the big one that they're all playing towards, which is the
pre-Christmas show.
Because Christmas is on a Wednesday.
Yes.
I don't know if Vince is going to make NXT work Christmas Day out of spite.
Sure he will.
Because he's done it the last couple of years for Raw and SmackDown, right?
Yeah.
I feel
no
like
Christmas for you.
Keith Lee with a Christmas turkey would look like when a giant has one and they pull off the the drumstick, but it's just between the tips of the pointer finger and thumb, and then eat it with the tips of his teeth. He's very big. You can bask in his glory if you're interested. Then we have the upset of the week, which is Chris Statlander beating Hikaru Shida. Great match.
Yeah.
And a great surprising win from the cartwheeling alien that we all love, who will boop you. There's
I like,
a boop in that
look,
match.
Look, I like the cartwheel into the boop.
I like it too. I love a boop.
That's, again, one of the things I like about AEW is that you can get these hardcore matches. You can get these just real Southern style matches. And then you're going to get someone who cartwheels and boops. I like that it brings together all of these different kinds of wrestling.
Isn't there a part of that that feels a little bit Southern, though? Like some of the more comedy, weird people.
See,
a little bit of that. I know there's a lot of serious.
Yeah.
That you get sort of a mix of everything. There's something about that that felt old school to me, and I can't put my finger on it.
Now, you have to remember, my old school is when I think of the old school stuff. Well, yes. But also, when I think of old school Southern stuff, I'm thinking of, those traditions of Southern wrestling. So, because that's what people talk about. So that's the stuff that I go back and research. If there was a lot of comedy Southern wrestling.
Not a lot.
That's not something I've done
Southpaw.
A lot of research on. I would love that is something I would love to. NWA power. I would love to hear more about if there was any of that in Southern style, old school wrestling.
NWA bigotry.
Well, they got rid of him. And now it's going to be, what's his name?
Yeah. And it was totally
Bad News Barrett.
Great when they got rid of him and then made that video saying, we miss you. Bye. And I'm like, what?
Oh, I didn't see that.
I don't remember you.
Yeah, I think it's okay for him to just go away.
Yeah.
I don't know, you guys.
Go fuck yourself.
Fuck yourself.
After that match, after the alien, our favorite alien was victorious outside of E.T., who came back and made me cry in an Xfinity commercial. That was followed by Brandy and Awesome Kong coming out and pulling a fan from the crowd. Not really pulling. She full-ass volunteered.
Yeah.
She was
in her AEW
t-shirt. I volunteer. Please cut my hair.
Yeah.
Put a pelt on your
Please
belt.
Please full straight-edge society me during the commercial break.
There's something about Brandy cutting a promo that I hear her voice, and maybe this is something that, tell me if I'm alone here, but I hear a ring announcer cutting a promo. I hear that hey, everybody, here we are, the Nightmare
There's
Faction.
Something in her cadence that
it's
is
a
still
really
a delivery rather than a feeling.
And her vocal
quality, it's a practice.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and it's just ring announcing is not something, especially in the way that she was trained. She was trained to, be that kind of ring announcer.
Yes.
And I imagine that's a really hard fucking thing to shake off if that's what you did every time you got into a ring for 5-6 years.
Yeah,
it?
It's going to be your default, especially if you're nervous or if you're, feeling any kind of anxiety at all. You'll just automatically
comfort,
go back
yeah.
to what you know.
And that's how I know her voice mostly.
Yes.
It's like, coming to the ring, weighing 200 pounds. It just feels
she
like...
She does have that high to low drop cadence.
Coming to the ring, weighing in at 120 pounds, it's me!
Does anyone else get very frustrated with the picture-in-picture? Because I totally am fine with match action continuing during a commercial break, but AEW crams a lot of actual
things I would like to see
into the commercial.
And it feels like all of the storytelling is in the commercial.
Watching it this week, I'm like, what's Jericho saying and doing? I can't hear it because I'm learning about fucking Sprint and I don't care about Sprint. And then it's literally 2 seconds later, like, oh, they're shaving a woman's head. She is offering her head to be shaved. And I am seeing it during a fucking Papa John's commercial?
The only time they do any of that character development stuff outside of the ring, or even sometimes in the ring, is like during those moments. It's like,
and like,
no,
it's
but I want to
so
see
it's so important. It's so important. That was like a big, that's a huge thing.
If that lady is going to join the Yang Gang in that way.
Definitely. She is going to shave her head on TV. And they said to me, hey, do you want to shave your head on TV? We'll obviously throw you a few quid and here's an AEW t-shirt. And I was like, yeah, okay, I'll do it. And then you came home and watched it and found out you were picture in picture during a commercial, I would flip my shit.
Yeah, I shaved my head and now I'm watching Crest. Fuck you.
Seriously.
During the main event when Moxley was turning to talk to the camera, it went to picture in picture just as he was getting ready to speak.
Yeah.
So he said something to the camera that the microphone would have picked up had we not shifted to a...
No, it was very important for us to learn that if you have Verizon, you can get Disney Plus for free. Like that, No, I knew that. No, I'm like, I want to watch my wrestles. I love picture in picture when it's just continuing a match.
Yes.
We know continuing a match does happen during commercial, but they have to figure out this picture in picture during major storytelling moments.
Right.
Yeah, that's got to. And I know that they don't really, I don't think they have like writers or anything. I don't know how that's working. It sounds like, which is great because I don't want things like too scripted, but like at least.
It's just production points. Yeah. It's production points, but it's really important. It's really, really important. Your storytelling is still nascent. It's still growing. It's still establishing itself.
Yeah.
You cannot cram it in during the terrible commercials that run during your show.
No.
Yeah. Let's circle back to the opening of the show. The Young Bucks and Dustin Rhodes defeating Sammy Guevara, Santana, and Ortiz from the Inner Circle. What a fun match.
I loved it.
Dustin can still go the spot where he has to catch his breath. I'm fine with the southpaw of it.
Yeah.
I just realized, like, I got to give over to it. That's going to be in the same...
The same universe as all this other stuff.
The same universe as his brother's promo, which is probably one of the best promos I've seen in a long time.
Easily promo of the year, I think.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it. What about these red bottoms? Anyway, sorry.
Really fun match. I love the Sammy Guevara live streaming his matches from the phone.
Have you watched his YouTube?
I haven't.
He has a YouTube channel and he does use it, yes. Which is excellent. Which is excellent. And then he goes home and sees his girlfriend and they like hang out with his cats. It's so great. I recommend his YouTube. He is a delight.
Where are the dog owners?
No, thank you. I'm pro all animals, but wrestlers with cats is like a special fetish for me.
Yeah, it's kind of a thing. We send each other like we can get on it if you want, but it seems like you're uninterested.
I haven't been included. There's no way I'll know if I like it.
It seems like you're uninterested.
I worry about wrestlers with dogs because they're away from home so much. And I think it's an unfair burden on either the partner that is at home with the dog or whoever has to look after the dog.
Well, I think Sasha's corgi travels with them.
Yes, I believe so. Because he is very active on social media.
He's very active
on social
media.
And she can, I assume, at this point, do whatever the fuck she likes.
Yeah.
I will say, I do think our favorite cat parents, Alistair Black and Zelina Vega, might have gone too far. They might have too many now.
They might have too
many.
They have 6 Keats right now.
Okay.
It's a lot. And they're all Persian, so they're like massive balls of fluff.
Yeah.
Someone is brushing those cats for 14 hours a day.
Can you imagine what their home smells like?
It smells like Keats.
It smells like cats, yeah.
It smells like wet food.
Also, I will say, I love anytime, and I don't know, is this the first time you've gotten to see this, Hal, where someone wrestles with the Bucks and then becomes full-on Buck? Is this the first time you've seen it?
Goes full Buck.
Where, like, they put on the costume and, like...
Yeah, he's got the muscles on.
I've
got
to show you one of the... There's a great match from PWG where Kevin Owens, Kevin Steen at the time, was a Buck, and it's pretty fucking legendary.
I'm sure it's great. I was like,
and
I'm
the outfit
sure he's done
is
it.
So good.
Very the funny.
They just have so many spare tassels. It's so good.
Yeah, enjoyable. Loved it. Good stuff. Good stuff. Then Jericho came out, cut another great promo with his lexicon of everybody he would not face.
Lexicon of the champion.
To the end of the year.
Champion.
This is much more of a throwback to the Man of 1,001 Holds. But here's his list. lexicon. Sorry.
So what I did...
Watch your mouth.
...was I put together a little list. Seriously? Get out of 2016.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
This is not the list any longer. It is the lexicon of Le Champion.
The lexicon of Le Champion.
I don't think that word means what he thinks it means.
And on this lexicon is everybody that I refuse to wrestle ever again in 2019. Let's start it from the top. Jon Moxley. Yeah. Cody Rhodes, because he can't. Young Bucks, Papa Buck, Uncle Buck, Buck Owens, Moxley, Hangman Page, Diamond Dallas Page, Page, Moxley, Scorpio Sky, Too Cold Scorpio, any member of the Scorpions.
He's so good.
Moxley, Michael Nakazawa, Kenny Omega, Kenny Ortega, Kenny Shields, Kenny Chesney, Kenny from South Park, Moxley.
Look at me compartmentalizing. I really enjoyed that bit of wrestling entertainment from him.
So good.
He's very good at what he does for a living.
He's so good.
The main thing he does for
a
living.
See, look
he's
at that.
Very good at it.
Look at you separating art from artist.
It was so good.
Are the tears falling down my cheek? I can't tell if they are or they're not.
No, I think
the Richter grin.
No, you've used them all. They're dry now.
Really?
It's just dry ducts.
Really?
Yeah, oh no, when he's like Hangman Page. Like, so you know Page laughed her ass off at that.
It's fun with words. It's play with. I love wordplay. It's clever wordplay.
Yeah.
The words were just for you.
It was so good. I loved it. It's like maybe secretly he is my friend. He just doesn't know it.
Yeah, I think so.
And maybe I wouldn't want him. But anyway, yeah. I loved it.
That dream might be dead, but other ones live on.
So many.
I've just continued to watch it. Still can do it at 50 years old.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm still definitely. Look, I'm telling y'all right now. If I get a chance to go on the Jericho cruise, I'm fucking going. So.
Oh no, I fully have like had tickets in the basket like both times so far. Where I'm like, Jeff, I'm doing it, Jeff, and then like didn't do it. But it's so fucking close.
A lot of heavy metal music.
Well, I don't need to necessarily see every Fozzy show, but I just want to be on that fucking.
I want to be on the boat.
I want to be on the boat.
I want me and Lindsay want to drive the boat like Megan Thee Stallion. Let us drive the boat.
Drive the boat, and then we're gonna go to the front and play Titanic. And it's going to be like the greatest day. I'm flying, Danielle. I'm flying.
Jurassic Express came out to face off against the Inner Circle.
Oh, again, amazing.
More great work. Luchasaurus was great. Jungle Boy, great on the mic.
Did anyone else have like a moment when Jungle Boy stepped up and slapped his face?
Yes.
I was like, oh, what? My.
He's never reminded me more of his dad than
he was amazing. Well, it was the brooding. It was like a real intense brood.
It was the brooding. It was like, yeah, that's right. I remember what that used to do to me.
Also, like, the brood, and not to, lower the tone, but, like, not tucking. Another wrestler that is like, check out what's in my pants, guys. I was like, you could have tucked that down.
But then
you didn't.
It's about time.
Men got dicks.
No, they are
front and center in 2019. Yeah.
Free the dick. No.
Plenty
of people do when we don't ask for it.
That's true.
No, this is one of the first times, I think, ever, because for a while, Jungle Boy's thing was that he didn't talk.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So having him actually go on mic is a really big deal. And I want to say, unless I miss something huge, this is the first time I think I've ever heard him on mic.
Yes, I think so, too. Yeah. And he killed it. I thought he was great. He had just the right amount of confidence and gravitas, but without sounding arrogant, without sounding too, like he was being an action hero. It was very much like, that's what I figured you would sound like, even though I didn't know what he sounded like.
And I understand why they have him talk.
Yes.
I liked that he was the pet that didn't talk and that the dinosaur did all the talking for them. But come on, you got
have
somebody
you read Eleanor of Aquitaine?
Look.
Because he has.
Oh, good Lord. So good.
You got somebody who moved like that and looked like that and got that hair. Get that man on a mic.
Yeah. And then it turns out he can actually also talk and deliver an excellent slap.
Yeah.
Yes, please. Yeah. It made me excited for his next evolution. Like, I like Jurassic Express. I love it so much. But when Jericho was like, Hollywood Jack Perry, and I'm like, no, I'm ready for Hollywood Jack Perry.
Yeah, we need that.
Like, give me that a year from now.
Yeah.
I do.
Their first, like, mid-range, the mid-card belt, when that comes out, I'll take that.
Yeah, I love Jurassic Express. That's not going to... Jack Perry is not going to be, like, sidekicking. He's destined for bigger and better.
Yeah.
And that's great.
We won't cry because it's over. We'll smile because it happened.
Exactly.
There you go. Let's move on to NXT. Killian Dane finally beat Pete Dunne to open the show in a banger of a match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Still can't. When he starts grabbing those fingers, I turn my head.
I don't like
every
it.
Every time.
Oh, I don't like
every
it.
Time.
Oh.
It is one of the most effective. Like, I
know how they do it, and I still hate it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm worked so hard in that moment because it's like, just that hits my butt. No, don't show me how they do it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. I get
it's
it.
It's just like,
I know it's not. No, I'm not looking.
Because, like, it's not, because we can't really see it.
I have the eye closed.
You can hear it
through your hand, but
I
not
can't
your...
even. No, I can't. I don't want.
What about if I did this?
Nope. I can't.
Uh-oh.
I can't look at either.
What if I get your nose? Will it bother you if I get your nose?
No, don't get my nose. I need it for smelling things. Keith Lee's star is on the rise after his big weekend at Survivor Series. And if you believe the dirt sheets, Vince McMahon's getting a chub. He's getting a chub for Keith Lee.
I mean,
and Matt Riddle, he likes him a lot.
I mean, I'm actually not mad about either of those things.
No.
Yeah. We've talked about Riddle before being too big for NXT and not in like a star way, but like he's not NXT, he's main roster. And Keith Lee could easily be main roster. We've seen this now.
So he keeps mixing it up with Adam Cole in the Undisputed Era after launching him 900 feet.
I've watched that gift.
And then cutting a promo
a thousand
about it.
Times.
Oh, my so God. Good. And the people behind him, like the people in the audience, just like, holy shit, like watching it happen.
Yeah.
I mean, props to Adam Cole for jumping because that was like a 50-50 job. But like the timing of it and the facials on it, like the whole thing was chef's kiss.
Unbelievable.
It was perfection. He's a gift
run.
Machine.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Yeah. So good. And then he's got a chance to be the number one contender for the NXT championship if he can beat the other big star from NXT, Finn Balor. Finn Balor cut the promo of his life this past Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Is the best mic work I've seen from him in his time at WWE. I would wager to say that is the best mic work he's ever done in his career.
He wasn't doing a ton of mic work in New Japan, so
no.
I'm happy.
Well, then
it was mostly lit up
statement.
Jackets and dick points.
Well, feast your ears as he pointed to the dicks of our hearts with this promo.
Undisputed Era, I've had a hell of a run. They got all the gold. They thought they had the biggest prize in the business. That last week was a shock to their system. Everybody's running around wanting to carry the flag of NXT. Maybe people have forgotten, but there would be no flag if it wasn't for Finn Balor. And now they all want a piece of the prince. Gargano, Riddle, Ciampa, Era. Well, they're all playing checkers. I'm playing chess. I told everyone before, my future will be my past.
I mean, just spectacular work.
Merry Christmas to you, Hal.
Again,
I say, what day is it, Finn Balor? What day is it?
Again, you can. It's amazing how you can just tell when people are inspired and feel creatively fulfilled.
Yeah, and wearing nice outfits and
so good.
Just I'm okay with it. All of it.
All of it's so good.
All of
so
it's
good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do we think that the Undisputed Era can keep this up? Now Bobby Fish is gone. Does it make sense to keep the gold on all of them if Bobby Fish is out for an extended period of time? Or do we need to say goodbye to them controlling all the gold?
The thing is, I think once they lose one belt, they have to lose all the belts.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It all has to be like released back into the wild.
Yeah.
It depends how long he's going to be out, I think.
Yeah.
Because I'm fine with it right now. I kind of love Roddy Two Belts.
Yeah, I don't mind
Roddy
if
Two
it's,
Belts.
If it's going to be like a month... Even
yeah,
like
fine.
Maybe 2 months, I'm good with it. But yeah. Going into...
He has to be back by Rumble.
Yeah, we can't start going into WrestleMania weekend without having...
Yeah.
Like...
I kind of like the idea. If he's back soon. And is it concussion? Is that what he was taken
I
out for?
I believe it is
concussion.
Protocol? Yeah.
Also might have been a neck thing.
Like, well, hopefully he's...
They said he's day-to-day, so they haven't written him out completely.
Hopefully he's okay. I wouldn't mind if the takeover of WrestleMania weekend, if they lose them all in one night.
I actually think that's perfect.
Yeah.
I think they need to. I think they all have to go at once. I think you have to see them taken apart in one night.
Yeah.
And then we get to see them like totally, and that like will add to their fury. Like imagine the next episode when they are like goldless. It will be incredible.
You know what's going to be great? When Keith Lee enters early in the Rumble and eliminates like 14 people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
that's
gets
gonna
eliminated.
Be a nice time.
He won't win.
Yeah, then
but...
gets eliminated.
Well, cuz they're all going to go after him. It's going to be great, like Authors of Pain and like
he's
whatever.
He's going to get the rub. It's going to be great. I'm very excited.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say something terrible about giving him the rub, but I won't.
Yeah, you were. Like, I'm literally watching him launch Adam Cole into the thing again.
Can I say it again?
It's just
between
so
that and then the gif of him appearing behind Finn in the ring, I'm like, yeah, he's doing some of his best work. Best possible work.
Hal is making a face right now.
Because it looks like a special effect.
He looks like he's on wires.
He does look like he's on wires. Way backwards.
Yeah.
Like that is it. Yeah.
Because Adam Cole jumps as he hits him.
Yes.
And it throws him like 8 feet away.
I understand what happened.
It's insane.
Like, my goodness.
That's just work that I hope they're both proud of for the rest of their lives.
Yeah. If Adam Cole had died that way, I would have been like, well, that's a shame.
Yeah.
But okay.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm like, eh. He died the way he lived.
He died the way he lived, being thrown by Keith Lee. I do just want to give a shout out to Roddy for his excellent supporting work when he jumped into the ring after Bobby Fish got injured and wrestling in his jeans and his panties. And we all saw his panties. And can anyone explain to me why Roddy is hot in his jeans but not in his wrestling gear?
Jeans just make people hot. I don't know.
But with Ambrose, I was like, you look foolish. But with Roddy, I was like, you are hotter in jeans than you are in your tiny panties and your
different
little boots.
People.
What's going on?
I don't know.
So if Roddy could just wrestle in full pants now, that would be great for me. Thank you.
It's fair.
Thank you.
The returns continued this week with Kushida, the time splitter, finally returning from his broken wrist and beating Cameron Grimes with a roll-up in a fun match.
Yeah.
I love it. His hoverboard tights are so nice.
He's
a pure soul that's too good for the world.
He's too good for the world. I love that he's introducing a whole new group of babies to Back to the Future.
Yes.
And an actual baby. It is.
Yeah, he's focusing on love. Yes. Now he knows what love is.
They were like, oh, he's been away. You want to see him on a slide with a kid? I'm like, sure.
I absolutely do. Yes.
Why not?
In like a very nice house.
Yeah. Good for him.
Congratulations. That was my main focus. Was like, hey, can I just see? How come we're not doing cribs, but with wrestlers? Some of them must have really nice homes.
Oh, pitch that to the network immediately.
Yeah. Because a lot of them are like, this is a two-bedroom condo in the same Orlando.
Yep.
Yeah, but then some of them are like Natty in her mansion, and some of them are Peyton Royce in that house that she's been posting loads of pictures of with the enclosed swimming pool.
I want to see that.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes, please.
Most of them are just like five wrestlers living in a two-bedroom with like a couch because they're never home at the same time.
Too.
But
it would be a cheap show to make because they're all in Florida. Like, let's do this, WWE. Speak to us. We will take the exec producer credit.
Please. We also had the greatest wrestler in the history of the UK, Cassius Ohno, making his return to
great
face
T-shirt,
Matt Riddle and lose again. Yeah, really funny. I love the character for him.
I know.
It's a good piece. Worlds Collide coming up soon. That should be a fun one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Will he ever win another match on NXT?
No, that's not his job anymore.
No. He's the full Kurt Hawkins now.
Yeah.
So that's what you're here for.
But like in a way that's fun and it doesn't make me sad.
Yeah.
No. And it was a good match. It was a competitive match. He didn't just get rolled over, which he did early on in that.
Well, when the takeover match that we also, when he got beaten in 6 seconds, I'm like, at least you lasted longer than 6 seconds.
Yeah.
Didn't we also see Keith Lee at that show?
I want to say he there? Yes.
Yeah, he wasn't part of the formal takeover. He was part of the pre-tape NXT.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. We saw him, but we saw him there live.
We saw him, you guys.
Yeah. Just wanted to.
We were there and we saw him with our eyes.
Here's something I love about Shayna Baszler. Number one best book champion, maybe in wrestling, period.
Oh, killing it.
Number two, everyone she faces, like Xia Li, she winds up elevating them without losing to them, which is a very special skill.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The other side of that is that she's building a division of women who she's made look incredibly strong.
Yes, thank you.
And none of whom can beat her.
Right.
Yeah. So at some point, somebody has to take the title off her. Maybe it's Rhea Ripley down the road. Maybe it's somebody in a rematch. I don't think it's Rhea Ripley in the next match that they have. It feels to me too early. As much as I love Rhea Ripley.
It feels way too early.
And I think not before Mania, I don't think.
Yeah, she already got her win over Baszler in War Games. So Shayna needs her.
She's going to get cheated out of it somehow. I don't know how. I don't know what. But I don't want to know. I am excited about it.
Those Baszler matches are so logical because you know her strategy every single time is I'm going to choke the wind out of you until you can't compete anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what you do, I'm going to work to just, like, I don't need to work a body part or anything, even though I will.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to get that hold on you. And if I lock it in, the match is over.
This is it. It's like it's a time game with her. It's how long can I tolerate your offense until I can get the hold on you?
Remember when people used to have a move, I think they called it the ender move, where that would be the move that you would end the match. Do you remember that? Remember.
Is that in like a on a tablet somewhere? In like a museum?
And people might have a couple of them. Huh. But it was definitely when you did that, the match was over.
Yes.
I remember that.
I don't know. I do remember something like it. Past. Mm-hmm. Misty.
Was it called like the Dunner?
The Dunner. We're out of here.
Yeah.
The wrap it up. The wrap it up.
There we go.
Yeah.
So it's just
she has
nice
a great
to
wrap it up.
Yeah,
she has a great wrap it up. It's so good. There was a great piece of commentary where they were quoting her saying, like, it doesn't matter what size you are, everybody needs air.
Oh. Yeah.
Something along those lines.
Tap, snap, or nap. Mm. Or one of a variation on those three words.
But not until you get a pap, because that's for your health.
That's true.
It's really important, you guys.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Everyone with a vag and a uterus, go get that pap.
I want that on the back of her t-shirt. Say, tap, snap, or nap, snap. Get a pap.
Don't forget, get a pap.
Anyway.
That's just from us to you.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
That's just good life advice.
What was the best show of the week? I'm just curious.
Oh, you know I don't like doing best.
I know, but I'm curious. Which one did you prefer? Let's say best. Is there one show you preferred more than the other?
Not really.
No, you
really
liked them both.
Yeah, I liked them both for different things.
We're not including Raw and SmackDown.
Never.
And Daniel Bryan's new haircut.
He's pretty.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I was most excited to watch NXT just because I'm like very invested in every single storyline. And I feel like it's all my favorite shiny toys are playing right now.
Yes.
I watched NXT live and then I watched AEW the next night because I was like, okay, I'll watch it. But then when I watched it, I was like, oh, because I just thought the promo work this week was exceptional. I thought Cody's promo was incredible. I even loved how he mentioned the Brandy thing. Like, he strengthened Brandy's gimmick by being like, my wife is cutting the hair off women and I don't know why. And it's like, oh, good for you.
And he gave a shout out to Bar Wrestling.
Yeah. Yes, he did. And it's like, you are like helping other people whilst doing an incredibly strong promo for yourself. I love Jericho's promo. I loved the women's matches. Yeah. I loved Nyla Rose. So in the end, I really, really enjoyed them both.
Yeah, I did too. They're definitely different from one another.
Yeah.
NXT feels like all I ever wanted all the time from everyone.
It's condensed joy. I feel like NXT is its own thing in that it's just condensed wrestle joy.
Yeah.
Whereas AEW feels like a better alternative to Raw and SmackDown.
Well, AEW was like me getting to go to an indie match without having to fucking deal with like travel and buy expensive beer and be in like a sweaty VFW.
To me, AEW feels like Raw in 2000 with actual women's wrestling and not like, look at them nips! Like, actually having women's wrestling as well.
JR is this close every week.
JR helps. The production value of it, which is good, but still feels... It feels more like WCW.
Well, then they've done, you know, with the ramp and stuff. I feel like they do definitely play into that.
Just there's something about it that harkens back in a good way. In a good way. It feels like a throwback. And it is, in a lot of ways. You know, Cody's definitely leaning as far into his dad's legacy as he possibly can, and who wouldn't if you were in the same position?
That's not going to help him with acting roles.
Yeah.
Cody.
That's right.
Silly boy.
Got to put some silicone on that.
All right. Oh. That does it for this episode of Tights and Fights. This week, your hosts were Danielle Radford and Lindsay Kelk, along with me, Hal Lublin. You know, you can book me on Cameo, and people have been doing it lately.
Oh, shit.
Really?
So, yeah, just look up Hal Lublin on Cameo. I will... Look... If you're looking to break up with somebody who's working on their thesis,
you can't use this again. You used this last week.
I don't want to do it, but I will do it. Look, it's new people hearing it every time.
You did see that, right, Lindsay?
Yes, I
actually recorded a couple this week, a couple videos for Tights and Fights listeners.
Oh, okay.
A couple wrestling fans. So I appreciate it. I appreciate the people who've done it.
You're no Sugar Ray. I'm not paying for that.
Listen, I'm off the charts, but always in your heart. You can book me on there and also listen to We Got This. And this next Tuesday, or actually, we're releasing it early, our 250th episode of We Got This is dropping.
Congratulations.
So I'm very excited about that. Thank you. Thank you to both of you for having been guests on the show. You're both wonderful.
Aww,
we'll have you back again.
Enjoyed it. You say that, but
follow me everywhere at Hal Lublin. Come on, let's go.
Let's do it.
That's what I have to say. Danielle?
Follow me on Danielle Radford on Twitter. Watch Honest Trailers. Watch Fandom, where I'm hosting a bunch. We're doing, oh my God, so many pre-tapes about stuff that I'm really excited about. It's just we're all kind of exhausted, but it's going to be really good. I'm going to be doing more stuff with Amazon. I think I'm going to be doing something different for the holidays with them, so I will let y'all know what that is going to be. So stay tuned.
Lindsay Books.
You can also follow me on the internet at Lindsay Hill, and you can also book me on Cameo.
Oh, is that true?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah, because after you told me you'd done it, I was like, I guess I'd better activate that account.
Shit, now do I
should. I was like, no one wants to hear from us. They just keep telling me to make videos like Jennifer Love Hewitt, and I was ignoring them, but now I'm like, fuck it, this could be fun. So yeah, book me and Hal, and then get Danielle on there, and it'll be great. And we'll make you a private episode that you can just patch together.
It's the holidays.
Yeah.
And like, it's a great gift. It's not, I'm not super expensive.
No, I am very inexpensive.
I assume
I'm secret Santa levels of pricing. And also, like, I still think it's really weird. So please be clear in your direction of exactly what you need from me.
I love doing it. I love doing it. It's when I do it, it's like so much fun that I'm happy to do more. I love money. And our producer Julian Burrell is a fledgling Pokemon master. Julian, are you on Cameo yet?
No, I'm not.
Oh, give it time.
I would send one and be like, just show me how much you're benching there, dude.
Right? I would pay $15 for that. I mean, I'm just saying, if they've already invited me and Hal, just keep checking your inbox.
That's right. It's just a matter of time. Senior producer at Maximum Fun is Laura Swisher. Mike Eagle is the voice behind our theme music, so we're putting him over for that. Keep up with us all week long on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Links to all those are all together in our show notes.
Woo!
If you love what we do, remember to hit those 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and share us with all your friends. And thank you so much, especially to the Max Fun members who have a portion of their recurring monthly contribution. Keep the lights on while we're here in the studio. Don't worry, though. Not the holiday yet, which means we'll be back next week for even more, you guessed it, wrestling.
Tights and Bites Podcast. Tights and Bites.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.